This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is a Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. If it'll play.
Firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yeah, that's the home of innovation. FranklinArmory.com. So it's Wednesday. Things are back to normal post-SHOT Show. And when things are normal, that means I am speaking with the guys from Arborless Coral. Good evening, fellas. Hello? Okay, I should be able to hear somebody now. Is somebody out there?
Hello?
Yeah, okay.
We have a little technical difficulty, Bill.
I don't know. I'm just doing the introducing there, and I'm getting silent. So, Stephen, there you are. Roger, are you there?
Yes, I'm here now.
Okay. How's it going?
Well, I guess the NSA knows about us. So it's going great. It's going great. And I trust you had a very productive SHOT Show.
You know, it's SHOT Show is not so much something to produce as it is something to survive.
Okay. It's a big convention. I understand.
Yeah, it is.
But you met a lot of people, did a lot of talking, and got updated on a lot of things that's going on, I'm sure.
Yes.
If I may, I'll do a brief introduction, and everybody listening, thank you for listening to one of the best radio, no, not one of, the best radio show in the world.
Too kind.
And where Roger and I are very honored and happy to be part of what we do on the show to make it a little difference, the difference that we make. We thank Bill very much for having us on.
Yes, we do.
Having said that, January is coming to an end pretty soon. But we have a new year and a new Congress ahead of us.
Right.
And what we do know is that the Democrats are upping the ante in 2019. They're upping the ante with serious anti-gun legislation that they're proposing. And in the case of New York and other states, and Roger will go into more detail, they're actually they've passed a number of anti-gun gun control measures as well. They're not just proposing it, they're actually getting it passed because they are controlling in not so much Congress in the United States, but in many states they've taken over. New York is one of them. And all of this anti-gun legislation is against the honest, law-abiding gun owner. Us. And Roger and I had several conversations over the last 2 days. And by the way, many of the country is experiencing Arctic weather. We are as well. It won't last forever, and it won't slow us down at all. We're just going to have more time to do more thinking, more talking, and more writing. So that's good. But getting back to these Democrats, these anti-gun Democrats, their motivation is clear. Because we asked ourselves, why are they doing this? And they're not concerned. We're sure. We're absolutely positive. They're not concerned about violent crime. And they're not concerned about criminal use of guns. So why are they doing it? They simply hate guns. And they fear an armed citizenry. That's exactly it. They fear an armed citizenry. So here's what we have to look forward to in 2019. And I don't care if you're in New York or you're in California or you're in Chicago or in Miami or a liberal anti-gun state, a democratic state, or you're in the heartland. We're all going to be dealing with this, folks. So let's take a look at what's around the bend. One, we have semi-automatic so-called assault weapon bans. We've got legislation on red flag laws. We have a question of property rights and firearms. Do you really own your gun? Can you transfer it freely? Can you sell it whenever you want to? Or do you have to go through some hurdles? Magazine capacity and ammo bans. Stricter background checks are coming around the bend with licensing requirements and exorbitant fees. Like in New York, $340 for a gun permit. We have the introduction again of smart guns and micro stamping. And the list goes on and on and on. Okay, so those are some negative things. Let me give you a positive thing. The United States Supreme Court is going to hear the New York gun case. That's huge. And Roger, I'm going to let you take over from this point. Point on, you and Bill go, and I'll just, you know, call on me if there's ever something not that important to talk about.
All right. I guess we have a few minutes left.
Three.
Okay. Well, one thing that's very disturbing when we consider New York, a number of bills have passed the Senate, and now they'll go over to the House. When I started doing some research on New York restrictive gun measures, I saw that going back to 2017 and 2018, there were numerous efforts, flurry of bills that were introduced in both the Assembly, the New York Assembly, and the Senate. And, of course, none of those passed. Stephen has already mentioned that with the Democrats now majority, holding majorities in both the Senate and in the Assembly, Cuomo is in a very powerful position. And just looking at a few of the pieces of legislation that passed the Senate in January 29th, we have the so-called red flag laws, which in New York they refer to as the Extreme Risk Protection Order, ERPO. I suppose people might refer to it as ERPO. That's Senate Bill 2451. There's an effective background check. This is Bill 2374. They call it an effective background check. Establishes an extension of time of up to 30 calendar days for national in-state background checks. New York has its own bump stock ban now, Senate 2448, that passed the Senate. And it prevents K-12 schools from offering anyone other than a security officer, school resource officer, or law enforcement officer to carry a firearm school grounds. That's part of this bump stock ban. There's also a gun buyback ban, Senate Bill 2449. There's nothing new in that, but this is also a particularly new bill. Mental health records. Senate Bill 2438 requires out-of-state applicants for gun permits in New York to permit authorities in New York to review all out-of-state mental health records. So it's pretty clear that New York has taken the lead among all other jurisdictions, and this is not accidental either. There's going to be a very large field of candidates, all socialists, all communists, maybe a couple moderates, if you can call Biden a moderate.
Okay, let me get you to hold right there. You were really getting... I was beginning to get interested in where this was going, so I missed that, Mark. So you hang on for me. We'll be right back. Talking to Arbalest Quarrel, this is Lock and Load.
story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin Armory.
Oh, yeah. Innovation. And always dotting the I's and crossing the T's. That's what they do. Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. Talking to the guys from Arbor's Quarrel, Roger was talking about, I think, the lineup of Democratic wannabes. Feel free to pick it up where you left off, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Yeah, actually, you look at all these candidates, and the argument is made that, well, there's a schism in this country, and there's no half middle ground. But the problem is that you have on the left such extremism that it's completely removed from anything that would be consistent with a constitution such as we have it. The very fact, looking at restrictive firearms laws, is a case in point. And it's a great example because it shows just how far these extremists will go. Think about it, Bill. Even it's just been a few years passing that you have a retired Supreme Court Justice, John Paul Stevens, and then you have commentators like Brett Stevens of the New York Times actually calling for repeal of the Second Amendment. Never before has anyone suggested that. In fact, if anything, you hear people like Leahy and others saying, well, of course we support the Second Amendment. Well, how can you support it when you're doing everything in your power to negate it? And
can I ask you a question about the repeal thing? Now, the repeal thing would mean they'd have to convene a constitutional convention and actually propose an amendment, right?
For a de jure repeal of the Second Amendment, that would be correct.
Yeah. When was the last time that actually happened? Where we had a constitutional convention and we passed an amendment?
Yeah. I don't think, going back to the, go ahead, Steve.
Prohibition, right? Wasn't it prohibition?
So the 30s.
No. Well, that was an amendment, but not a sweeping attempt to repeal section of the Bill of Rights.
And so that would be more difficult than proposing an amendment.
Yes. But that's, okay. Yeah.
What is the margin they would have to have that would ratify? What is it, 38 states would have to ratify? 36, 38, something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely I think it's a two-thirds or close to three-quarters, actually. Yeah, it's not a simple majority, that's for sure.
Right. So, my only question about that is while they talk about it all the time, I think a lot of times they're trying to condition us to that moment when they maybe get us to the point where they could actually put that in play. Fair?
Absolutely. In fact, I mentioned this, Stephen and I, in an article that we drafted some time ago about the attempt to control public opinion, attempt to control public thought, to get people on their side. And going back to an earlier comment that Stephen had made regarding the situation that we have today with laws that really attack the law-abiding rational citizen and not the career criminal. And it's really the fear of an armed citizenry. But they don't mention that. It's only when we look at the actual laws and bills that are drafted that we see what is really being targeted. I remember many years ago, and it might have been, a statement that a prior New York mayor, Koch, had stated. And it was a very strange point because some citizens were raising an issue regarding misuse of firearms. And it seemed that individuals who commit crimes with guns actual criminals, career criminals, oftentimes the gun charge would be dismissed. And for any law-abiding citizen, that for the few that if they made the slightest mistake administratively in the handling of their firearms, they would lose their license and they would lose their firearm. And Koch had made the statement that, well, law-abiding citizens should know better, which would suggest that, well, in a way, it was hardly a left-handed compliment to the career criminal, basically saying, well, if you're a sociopathic personality, it's understandable that you're not going to abide by law. So we're going to bend over backwards to assist you and protect you. And, of course, we see now with attempts to let many very hardened criminals off into the street. But
Roger, can I butt in here for a minute?
Because you got 90 seconds. Go.
All right, great. Well, I was a police officer in New York City, and I know what Roger's talking about, and the Koch administration and the Dinkins administration and many administrations. What they would do is if a criminal committed a felony, let's say a robbery, armed robbery, what they would do is the district attorney would say, all right, look, if you plead guilty to the armed robbery, which is a felony, we'll drop the gun charge. And this is what is called plea bargaining. And they did that because, again, they're anti-gun. They wanted to get the message out. Don't even think about getting a gun. Now, getting back to what you were talking about, Bill, what's the likelihood of the Second Amendment getting repealed? The mainstream media will drive the agenda. Because just an hour ago, The Five was on Fox News, and, right. And they were saying, you know what, if the mainstream media just stopped talking about the wall for two weeks, if all of the media agreed not to talk about the wall, we'd get a resolution, because they are driving both parties to hold on to their position.
Let me get you hold right there. We'll pick that up on the other side when we get back. Talking to Arbalest Quarrel, this is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The frigid temperatures in the Midwest are claiming another life. At least 7 people have died now as temperatures are dipping to their lowest levels in generations. Thousands of flights have been delayed in Chicago, but looking on the bright side, folks, it is expected to warm up over the weekend. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, a group of Democrats and Republicans got together and discussed border security and border funding. Republican Congressman Chuck Fleischman was part of that group, and he tells Fox News things went rather well.
It was sincere, it was candid, and our friends in the Senate and on both sides were very cordial, so I think we're going to make some progress. Metaphorically, as you say, perhaps it's warming up here in Washington.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the U.S. economy is in a good place and they will be patient with future rate hikes. Wall Street's response, the Dow gained 435 points today, the Nasdaq was up as well, as was the S&P. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Arbalest Qual, we were talking to Stephen, and Stephen was making the point about mainstream media. Now, you know, they don't really, I mean, Washington might be listening to the mainstream media, but most of America doesn't.
Well, you know what? Maybe a lot of America in the heartland might not be the adult population, but I wonder about the schools. I wonder about what the teachers are telling the children. I wonder what the universities, actually, I take that back. I don't wonder. I know what the universities are telling our college students. They're all, 90% of them are run by liberal, democratic, leftist, communist, socialist professors. You dare not go against your professor in ideology. You can't debate anymore. And if you do, you'll get a failing grade, or you'll be ousted, or all your classmates will turn against you. We know this. This is a fact now. So, Bill, to a degree, you're correct, but to a degree, you're not correct. And I view the mainstream media, the unchecked mainstream media.
Well, I mean, the reason I point this out is because if we believe the mainstream media, if they had been the big opinion makers they were, we'd be talking about President Hillary Clinton, wouldn't we?
Well, you know what? Trump was, well, I don't want to use the word lucky. I think the guy's a genius. I think that he rightfully was elected. it was certainly a shock to the nation, pleasantly a shock to Roger and I, and I'm sure you and everyone that believes in what we believe in. But Bill, let's not undermine the power that the mainstream media has.
Well, I mean, it wasn't so much about the mainstream media, per se, though. I mean, it had to do more with Hillary's campaign. She was at a Democratic fundraiser, and they had a separate thing where she was supposed to go speak. And they had thousands of people out there at the Democratic fundraiser. She goes into her little tent to go speak to people, and about three dozen came in there to listen to her. I mean, she's just not popular.
Yeah,
she didn't campaign in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just not popular, yeah. So... But the mainstream media tried to make it inevitable.
I'm not disagreeing. The same thing with Biden when he had his talks, and 300 people showed up in what was it, Wilkes-Barre or Scranton, Pennsylvania. Again, no one could compare to the audience that that Trump got. This Harris is getting a lot of people too, but. But no, the point is this. The mainstream media, and I talked to Roger about this, and Roger, I want you to butt in here because you can probably explain it better than I can. I asked Roger, because Roger's an attorney, and he's so well-read, how does the mainstream media get away with abusing the First Amendment? How could they report on something and not give the facts and get away with it? Why shouldn't they be held accountable when you hear of a story? And let's bring it to the gun issue, because everyone tonight listening is probably concerned about his or her gun and where we're going with this, and rightfully so. You get a situation where an honest citizen uses a gun legally in self-defense, and that gun, properly used, saves his life, her life, or someone's life. And it's not reported. It's not reported because a gun was used in a positive way. But God forbid an honest citizen should use a gun and maybe miss the target and an innocent bystander gets shot or violate some minor technical law about that gun. And all of a sudden, the mainstream media blows it out of proportion and it's headline news for 3 days. That's what I don't understand. How do they get away with it? And we are listening to them. And it's not only CNN, and it's not only the television. It's the newspaper that you read when you're at the local cafe or Starbucks or where. Well, forget Starbucks. I don't even go to Starbucks. But you know your local diner when you're having coffee and you read your local paper. It's all garbage news. It's mainstream media news. That's what I don't understand.
Well, yeah. You have the First Amendment, the freedom of the press.
Well, you have the Second Amendment, too, but look what they're doing with the Second Amendment. Why don't we start doing it with the First Amendment? Why don't we have some background checks on the mainstream media, too, and their stories?
Yeah, the only time that the press can be held to account, if where you talk about defamation of character for private individuals, and it's malicious, and then that could conceivably be actionable. But other than
Kavanaugh was a perfect example. Justice Kavanaugh.
Yeah, well, he was a public official or a public personality, let's put it that way. So from that standpoint, the notion is that if you're before the public, if you're running for a public office or for a high position in government,
What about this young kid, this high school student from the Catholic school with the American drummer, Indian drummer? He wasn't a public official. Look what the mainstream media did to him.
Well, look at all the backtracking they're having to do.
Get away with it.
But they're not getting away with it. They have to backtrack now. The full video has come out. The whole context has come out on him. So, they tried to make something out of that, but they're having to backtrack from that right now. So. To the case, did you guys see where Huffington Post and BuzzFeed is laying off huge swaths of their?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And there's the free market at play. And this is, and I mean, who's more egregious than those two outlets?
Yeah.
And the fake news. When the problem is that with and you're seeing this a lot now, the Democrats are at each other's throats right now, which I think is sort of funny because. You got the ones that want to be absolutely vilifying, and then you got the ones that understand that ain't going to play to the rest of the country. And very shortly, you know, we'll be in a spot where I think the demographics say that by 2040, all of the leftists will live in 15 states. And they will control, they'll all be coastal states, and they'll control the House. But that means they'll only control 30 senators. So they'll never get anywhere. And in the meantime, the Senate are the ones, the Senate are the ones, and Trump did it. Trump won the Electoral College.
The Electoral College.
Without winning New York and without winning California. So that means that it's still doable, and that's why they're trying to get rid of the Electoral College, for one thing. And at the same time, they started this new meme about, how long are we going to let the minority dictate to the majority, talking about the population centers? So they can, you know, right now, a lot of their stuff, I think, is all predicated on this idea of trying to get us to believe something. I believe demographics and statistics, as boring as that is, and one day they're going to wake up and they'll have the House and we'll have the Senate and will they have the judiciary, which they're the ones set it up for them to be the ones making the law anyway. So Trump has trumped here in this case. So we're getting ready to go into break. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. Also as featured writers at both MLN.com and thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out. I put a video up today on YouTube about Franklin Armory from SHOT Show. Go check out the Providence. That is a changing weapon, a whole new action for you to consider. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. We got to get you guys out into the field and just, you know, gussy you up and let you go out there and just, you know, be gun bunnies. Then you'd be so much more optimistic about the future.
Well, you know, we are holding down the fort in liberal states.
Say again?
I was saying we are holding down the forts in our respective liberal states. So
yeah, that's fine.
I will let's do that during the summer with a nice barbecue and a good southern barbecue.
Ah, okay.
Invite me.
Yes. So, before we wrap up, where would you guys like to go next?
Yeah, if I can take over for a few minutes, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Yeah, going back to a point that you had made, Bill, about how difficult it would be to actually repeal an amendment. Certainly, the Bill of Rights would create a problem. But again, think about this. Going to the 27 amendments, actually creation of amendments that we have, and prohibition. How is it that so many people that like to have a beer or a whiskey or a glass of wine now and again would be faced with an amendment that basically abolished alcoholic beverages? And it shows the power of grassroots efforts and getting the appropriate individuals in Congress to buy into this thing. And, of course, that was one that ultimately repealed. It didn't last too long. I took a look at Article 5 and how it is that the Constitution could be amended. And the 27 amendments that we have since 1789 passed with a two-thirds vote each chamber of Congress, and that it does require ratification by the states. Three-quarters, 75% of the states must then ratify. The other way is by constitutional convention, apart from the earliest conventions at the dawn of our creation of our nation. We've never amended the Constitution through a constitutional convention, which would require two-thirds of state legislature to call for a convention. And then once an amendment or repeal of an amendment or an article was drafted, that would require, again, three-fourths of the states to agree to that. But when you think just how far we have come and how bizarre it is that we would talk about amending the First Amendment, perhaps to put constraints on what people can say or not, and actually doing away with the Second Amendment. Now, of course, even if the jure repeal would be extraordinarily difficult, as well as it should be, we do have the possibility of de facto repeal, where you have so many restrictive measures on the book that it becomes essentially nugatory. Of course, if you had more left-wing justices, they would have already interpreted the Second Amendment in such a way that, for all intents and purposes, there would be no individual right to keep and bear arms. And that, again, would be a way of essentially negativizing the Second Amendment. I also have a my own theory about whether the First Ten Amendments could be repealed anyway, even through Article 5, whether by constitutional convention or by Congress, and then three-fourths of the states agreeing to it. Stephen
didn't,
and I...
But didn't the Founding Fathers hold that the first ten were pre-political?
Yes, and that's the point I want to get to.
Okay.
Basically, they're natural law.
Right.
The right to keep and bear arms is intrinsic. It's endowed by the Creator into the American citizen. Since it's not created by man, it cannot be taken away by man. And that's a very interesting point, too, because socialists and communists do their level best to basically denigrate the very notion of a supreme being anyway. And their feeling of the enumerated rights are that they are of no greater standing than any congressional statute. That's simply not true. But if there's a few minutes left, there is one thing I'd like to get back to, going back to New York and this red flag law that just passed the Senate and now has to be considered by the Assembly, and it's likely that it'll pass them too. The thing is, when Cuomo and his people, whoever it is, comes up with these things, they never bother to really think through them very carefully. And that could be by design as well, with all the ramifications of these extreme risk protection orders. Think about this, Bill. If an individual is a danger to himself, let's say in a house, a family member can certainly go to a court and obtain a protection order. And the court could very well, if guns are involved, determine that this individual is at risk and therefore require that individual to surrender his firearms. But the point is that we're dealing with due process. the problem with red flag laws, any of them, and there's only a handful of states that have them at the moment, and the worst of them is New York. But it's all ex parte. Basically, a person drafts a petition, goes to the court and says, this individual, I think, is a danger. And the court then ex parte makes a determination. Now, he'll issue a temporary extreme risk protection order if he feels that the evidence supports it. But just considering the Mueller investigation and the fact that there was no due process there either, and how it is that the Justice Department officials can get a FISA court to issue these incredible invasive orders to surveil individuals predicated on false information. And to this day, it's mind-boggling that the courts who have been duped have never taken Rosenstein and Comey and Sally Yates. I think she signed off on one of these as well, and never took them to task. But the problem with the New York law.
We're about to run out of time. There's a lot of problems with all the New York laws.
We'll talk about it
next week then. Yes, we will. In New York right now, they've just Cuomo has obviously lost his mind. And
I'll agree to that.
Yeah, he has lost his mind, absolutely. But anyway, Arbalest Quarrel, catch them at arbalestquarrel.com, as featured writers at MLN.com, and as featured writers at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Bill.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.